You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Big wheels keep on turning.
Turning.
Brown Mary keep on burning.
Burning.
Rolling.
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 Rolling down the river.
It's not bad.
It's not like, but the rolling part, it sounded
rolling.
Like. You kind of just gave
that
up.
That doesn't sound like a little
sudden
I'm
nervous.
It's not great. It's not great if you want me to be honest.
Oh my
what?
God.
Can we start over?
Tony, yeah. To be said.
No, no, her singing.
Tony,
it's not great.
Have you ever seen, so have you seen What's Love Got to Do with It, Tony?
What's Love Got to Do with It?
What's Love Got to Do
with It? The movie.
No, I haven't seen the movie. I know the song, but I've never seen the movie.
Lawrence Fishburne and Angela Bassett.
I know of the movie, never seen it.
It is a phenomenal movie.
She should have won an Oscar.
Tangentially, I know.
He should have won an Oscar for that.
They both should have won an Oscar for that.
What does tangentially mean, Woody?
Seriously.
You tell us, Tony.
Kind of?
I mean, I know what it is.
Does it mean kind of?
Do you know what a tangent is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what a cosine is?
No, no, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Sine
you
or cosine?
Any trigonometry?
No, hell no. You think I got the trigonometry in high school?
Tony, cosine.
The only thing I know about a cosine is when my boy's got to take and I'm helping him out on it.
That's
like, that's a cosine to me.
That's the only cosine you need.
All right.
What's the other one?
Sine. Sine, sine but S-I-N.
So sine.
S-I-N-E.
I say an E, right?
No, there's no E in sign.
The abbreviation is
guys,
S-I-N.
What is sign? What does that mean?
See, I remember I need to know all what it these means, things though. From trigonometry, yeah. But I don't. I'm with Tony. I don't remember
no,
what I do with any
I barely
of
remember
things.
That.
It's
I know,
how you measure a triangle. Right?
It's how you measure
a
sine, cosine,
plus B squared equals C squared.
Yeah, but
that's the Pythagorean theorem. Yeah.
That's the Pythagorean triangle.
There's also an inverse to that, like cotangent. I forgot the other two.
That guy sucks.
Cotangent.
No.
Yeah, there was a cotangent. Yeah. That's in calculus too,
this
right?
This is a cotangent right here is what this is.
Oh, so you do know what a tangent
co-tangential.
Is. Cotangential. Tangent, tangent, I always said I knew.
So cosine what do you think tangential sine? Means?
You could not have a dumber face on right now.
Because I was trying to come up with what tangential meant, and it's like...
It's just like of a tangent.
A gentle
like,
of a... Of a
what?
A gentle of a tan.
Tangential of a tan.
No, what?
Right? Isn't ooh. There a tan somewhere?
No.
It's right, turning right. Tangent into an adjective. That's all it is.
Okay.
But he's saying just, it in the context of like, I kind of know this person. I know them tangentially.
Yeah,
so like that
yeah.
He's not, is he not, are we not using it correctly there then? Because like, I really don't know. Based off what you guys are saying, the word doesn't make sense in this use.
Tony,
thank you, Chris.
That's one hell of a cosine. You've
that's
got right
my boy right there.
Probably not the cosine
no,
you want,
no,
but
it
here
is.
I am.
That's exactly
no,
what
no, but Tony, you're the one who used tangentially.
Correct.
I know I think, this person tangentially.
Right.
So,
but,
so he's going on
context
a
is
I know
right.
This person when I go on tangents?
No, it's like you sort of barely know this person.
So I was right.
I mean, tangentially for people
no,
is like...
No, you were wrong because it was a yes or no question. Have you heard of this person, yes or no?
Tangentially, yes, I have.
Tangentially means then yes, you have. Just say yes.
I don't know about that. Like tangentially would be like if right now I brought up Whitney Houston again.
Right.
Because tangentially this conversation began because we were talking about Whitney Houston.
Think you
Tina
that
Turner.
The right way. Yeah.
We just all agreed none
Bishop
of us know how to use
it. Wait, how did I use the word incorrectly? I used the word correctly.
Yeah. We were
I
talking about Tina Turner though.
Yeah,
Tina
no,
Turner.
But somebody mentioned you talked about the movie I Will Always Love You, didn't you?
No, I said, what's
the
love
movie?
Got to do with
oh,
it?
What's love got to do with it?
What's
love
Tina
what the
Turner?
Hell is the matter with you?
And I.
That was good, see?
Not long enough. That was not long enough.
Good.
That was not long enough.
That wasn't good.
I was good.
Oh, that's a dog. Somebody's hollowing up.
You were great.
I love the beat that drops right before it.
Boom. And I.
Like, that's good.
Another cosign.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I saw a TikTok of the producer of that song who thought that it was the dumbest idea. That like that the whole way the whole way that song starts where it's super slow. It's like there's no way we're gonna get this song on the radio.
What I guess
it's
an idiot.
Like it's a minute and 10 seconds of.
Why would you ever admit that?
I'm telling you, it's like it's. I watched the documentary about Hitsville about Motown.
Yeah,
and Motown had a very kind of regimented process of how they did everything. It was like an assembly line because that's where Berry Gordy first worked. He used to work at Ford. And so they had this quality control room. When a song came up, they're like, is this a hit or not? And they had a boardroom, and everyone around the room had to vote yes or no based on what they thought, you know, and give supporting reasons. And they have the audio recordings of them debating My Girl by The Temptations. And you have to hear these people say, I don't know, man. It's kind of derivative of My Guy. Like, they're just shitting on this song that turned out to be like the biggest hit in Motown history.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Do you remember? Do you know the song I'm talking about? My Girl?
Oh, My Girl, yeah.
Okay.
But if something incredibly popular and famous happened, tangential to my career, I would never admit that I thought that shit would suck later on.
No, Jessica,
that guy has the bona fides being like, yeah, I've farted out number one hits.
I got that one wrong.
Yeah, I got that one wrong.
Okay, but maybe I wouldn't.
Mostly have the magic touch.
Maybe I would, though.
I'll give you an example. Hold on. I'll give you an example.
The Dan Le Batard Show, I knew that would be a hit.
Without the credentials or bona fides, do you know the story about like the first time I heard J. Cole rap and I was like, this is great. Well, don't quit your day job.
Is this the LeBron
Wait
meme?
A minute. This is real?
No,
you
this
did
is
that?
Real. Dude, this is a real story.
I'm actually co-signing this for real.
This is a real story. So J. Cole went to college with my cousin, right? And so I knew him as Jermaine. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then they're like, yo, Jermaine raps. So I'm like, Jermaine raps. And then like, they gave me the CD and I listened to it. And I'm like, wow, this is really good. Well, don't drop out of school because no one actually becomes a rapper. That was literally my advice. It was like,
you have an eye for talent.
Oh man, he the talent was undeniable. But
see,
like,
I wouldn't admit that.
But it was just like
I would have said. I heard J. Cole in college, and
but
I
he's
said,
real. Amin's
follow
a real
your dreams.
Dude.
Yeah, I would have said follow your dreams, Jermaine.
I've never been the follow your dreams guy. Everyone knows that. Like famously, I've never.
You're just a shit on everyone.
But it
else's
is there is a
guy.
Like once you reach a certain level, you can admit. Like I've heard Mark Cuban anytime he's interviewed, I could have been an Uber, missed it.
Yeah,
like, he's willing to admit that because he's just so rich that it's like I'm still rich.
I feel that it's more of a flex from Cuban. Anything.
That's what I mean. It's almost a flex. It's almost I'm so successful that I can tell you that I didn't think that song was going to be a hit.
Do you think if any of your friends were like, I'm going to go be a famous rapper, that you would like you would think that they could actually do that? Like I it seems so impossible that even if you did think that they were good at it, which you did.
He was
like,
incredible, but
you couldn't imagine it.
We didn't know anybody. Anywhere tangentially in the industry, right? We didn't know anybody. So I'm just like, okay, like how many guys, people you grew up with, like, oh yeah, I rap and like go freestyle and we do mixtapes and stuff. Like, come on, man. That's not a real dream. That's not a real thing that happens, at least not to people like us. And, you know, it happened. And it's crazy because my cousin, who is now his manager and the president of Dreamville, like, it was the same way. He was like, He loved music and he was like into music. But
so it not
like,
happened once, but it happened twice to you.
Oh no! What? No. You talk about Boss. I didn't even know he's rapping until like he started rapping. I'm like, what do you mean he raps? I'm like, this kid never rap. What are you talking about? And then all of a sudden I heard him. I was like, oh, he's pretty good. But at this point now the door
you
was open.
You had the scars already,
and the door was already open. Now we knew people in the industry, but the idea was like they didn't know anybody, and now they're like these big deal people, big shots, whatever.
He probably does interviews. He's like, this asshole, Amin Al-Hassan, told me not to quit my day job when I was 20. I'm glad I didn't listen to him.
He's too nice. He won't never
you
say
You think
that.
He even remembers that?
That
story?
No, he doesn't.
That's good for you, though.
Yeah.
You're the only one kind of keeping it alive. You can kind of change it a little.
Yeah, you can put that one to bed and be like, I always believed
it.
And
say I knew he was going to be a famous.
Let's put this on social.
I'll give you another like crazy example of this. When I was like, okay, this is happening, all right, give me the mixtape. It was the warm-up. And I remember classic. I made copies because I was a video coordinator at the time, and I put it in everybody's locker for the Suns. And afterwards, Amari Stoudemire was like, yo, is this your guy? I'm like, yeah. He's like, because at the time where I just started a record label, he's like, I want to sign him. I'm like, oh, okay. And I told my cousin, and they're like, yeah, we move on to bigger things than Amari Stoudemire's record label. I was like, oh, shit. But the funny thing was, Amari was like, what about this other CD? And I said, what other CD? Like, someone else put this, someone put two CDs. One of them was yours, one of them was the other. Did you not leave this one? I said, no. And I looked at it. And you know what the other CD was? Swear to God, Nipsey Hussle.
No.
This is 2007, 2008, something like that. And I was like, I never heard of this guy. And that was it. And then, like, when he started blowing up, I'm like, shit, that was the other CD in the locker.
Rest in power.
Yeah.
Marathon continues.
So now I can take credit. I say, oh, yeah, but I put him on
Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, put both of them in there. The tail gets longer as the years go.
What did Steve Nash think?
Of what?
The mixtape.
He never responded back.
Oh, no?
I was like, what'd you guys think?
What did Boris think?
No, Boris listens to his own shit.
Steve Nash is like, I went on living my life.
Actually, Steve Nash kind of talks like this. He's got like a little bit of a horse.
Wait, is Doc Rivers?
He sounds like Doc.
Steve Nash is Doc Rivers?
He's got a hoarse voice and he's a low talker.
So you got to kind of be like, what was that?
Oh, there's a lot of times where I'd just be like, yeah, Steve.
What did Q think? I want to go through this 2007 Phoenix Suns.
Q wasn't there anymore.
No.
Roger liked it.
Roger, FIU in the K.
Yeah.
Shout out. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Shall we spin the wheel of topics again? Let's get it cranking here.
What did Leandro Barbosa think?
I mean, where'd the wheel land?
Oh, it landed on that thing. I can't see. My eyesight isn't that great. What's that say?
Whose topic is it?
Oh, that's how it works. Let me go with Chris Cody.
Hey.
It's like if you don't look at him mean, he's definitely going to call on you. All right, we're finally getting to it. Opening straws.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, it's time.
It's time.
Oh. It's time.
Yep. Wait, can we play a sound effect for, like, stat of the day long version? We're finally getting to opening straws.
Wow.
All right, you ready for the big topic?
Wait, can we peel back the curtain for the audience? Chris Cody has been telling us he wanted to do this topic on the show for
Austin. I think in Austin is where I created it.
Almost a year ago.
What did Matrix think of it?
Chris has been saying, I really want to talk about opening straws, and Dan's always like,
Chris, I don't want to, like, I mean, we can do it now, and I'm excited to.
Little Doc Rivers.
So much so it makes me emotional.
Doc Rivers came in.
But do we want to do this now? Like, we can do something else.
I think it has legs. I think it has legs, so I think we can do it now and then do it again with Dan.
Oh, man.
It's pretty deep, and it you know, you got to really think.
It's pretty deep, and it has legs. It's opening straws.
How do you guys open straws?
I tear off the top, tear off the little tab on the top, and then I gently, because you don't want to crush it.
No, you
gently
can't.
Tap,
this is my topic, let me go first here. I don't know why I asked you.
Yeah.
All my life, I was a banger.
What did Orlando Tucker think of it?
Hell yeah.
I would take the straw in my hand, hold it between my hands, and I would bang down on the table. That is such a rookie move. If that's how you're opening your straws, you need to just change your way of being. The proper way to open a straw. You take a little tear around the top of it, rip it off, so now you have your straw, and then you pull your straw out.
No, you don't pull it out. You still tap.
You never tap. I call it banging. You don't bang.
It's a situation,
though. Like, now the straw is a paper, so whenever you bang on the table like that, it's getting
damaged.
Such
a good question by Roy.
That's what
the way I open any straw, it opens that way.
I'm going to go get a straw from the...
I'm telling you, if you have a paper straw, you try to bang, it bends. You get the plastic one.
There is no upside to banging. None.
It's a gag.
Like, I would disagree with that vehemently, by the way.
I banged my whole life.
Hell yeah.
I did.
Oh yeah.
Hell
my
yeah.
whole life I was, and I would just be like, oh, sorry, I need another straw because I ruined this straw.
Right, exactly. Whereas if you just tear the little slit off the top and then you rip it off, you put it off to the side and take the straw out, there is no downside. You're never tearing the straw.
No, there's dirty hands though.
By the way, the perfect straw, all straws should have the thing that Capri Suns have, the little pointy edge.
Ooh,
that's such a helpful thing when you're opening a straw.
Do you guys drink a lot of boba?
No.
I've never had a boba.
Okay.
What is boba?
Boba tea?
Yeah.
It's like that milk tea that has like the little, like,
the boba tea. Tapioca pearls.
I only have throat coat tea.
Boba tea.
Okay. I love boba. I'd probably have one a week or so. But when they make it for you, they like use this machine to like vacuum seal a lid over it. And then it's like a plastic cover, and they give you a thick straw because you have to be able to like suck the tapioca pearls.
It has to be big enough for it to go up the straw.
So it's really wide, and you have to stab it with the bottom of the boba straw. And if you stab it at an angle, it doesn't work, and you ruin your straw. So you got to be really strategic about it. And I'm not very good at it. Last time I did it, I splashed black tea all over myself. But it is a very, very dangerous game.
Bubble tea.
You get
Amin,
that tea everywhere.
Amin is back with a straw.
Bubble tea is stupid.
Unfortunately, Roy, because we're moving, there are no straws. You know, usually we had that drawer.
We don't even have a bread anymore.
Remember that drawer we had all
the
stuff
in there? We don't have your
bread
anymore.
That drawer is gone now. So.
Literally the entire thing is
gone. The kitchen is gone, yeah.
We have
Speaking
nothing.
Of straws, DJ Strawberry, what did he think?
Oh, he loved it too.
He loved it too?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever use straws to take the tops off strawberries?
No. How do you do that?
Like, you just use it to, like,
scoop it out?
Scoop it out, yeah.
Why don't you just use a knife?
Because I guess like the straw's better.
Dangerous. You're a weirdo.
What?
You are a weirdo. I watched Jessica.
I co-signed that.
This is what I saw Jessica do today. She peeled a banana, but just the one peel. You know how banana usually got three or four sides? She peeled one side of the banana and then took her fork and started chopping it like chop, 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 chop.
Well, we don't have knives anymore or any actual silverware. So all I had was a plastic fork and I wanted to put banana slices in my overnight oats. So I peeled half of it and I didn't have a plate. So I used the other two peels as a sort of plate to put the banana on inside the peel, and I used the side of the fork to chop it, and then I squeezed it into my oats. And
this
guess
was a
what?
Normal
it worked.
Act by her. This
guess
is,
what? It worked.
Judges, this clears for me.
Terrifying.
Nothing she did was weird.
Terrifying. No, you didn't see
and
her
I still
do
have
it.
A banana right here.
Well,
and it's been closed up.
Why don't you just break
so
off little bits with your hand?
Here's the situation. Like she doesn't have a plate.
Yeah,
she doesn't have a plate.
I don't have a plate. I don't have a knife. I don't have anything. Ooh, I don't even.
Amin's
have a
got a timeout.
I have a plastic fork.
Amin calls timeout.
22nd or full?
No, this is a good full.
Okay. Oh, he's going long.
And I'm doing
what's the signal for full?
Full is like, it's like this.
And I'm walking all the way out to midcourt and then turning back around.
Oh, the swivel. The clock rolling.
No,
playing.
We call this timeout.
There's
no
way on.
He was Eric Spoelstra. He walked out of the court while she was still talking. He's like,
oh, that's a class. Eric Spoelstra loves walking on the court.
My favorite game is still playing.
My favorite is in soccer, giving advantage. That one, the two
R's. It's like that meme with the monkey. Who's like going like this? Yeah, I'm talking.
The Jessica, he said, why don't you just use your hands?
That's gross.
And Jessica said, yeah, your hands and gross. Aren't you the same motherfucker that eats steak with your hands?
Yeah, but that has a handle, like the bone.
No, there's no bones in a lot of steaks.
First of all, Roy is right. I do eat steak. If I'm eating like something with a bone, like a T-bone, I'll hold it with the bone. Second of all, I do that in the comfort of my own home where I know I have wet naps. I know I have a sink.
The picture is
I
of
know
you outside
I have
eating
paper
it.
Towels.
Do you ever do the thing where you stab it with the fork and that becomes
always
the item of holding it?
Always.
So you're not actually holding it.
Exactly.
So it's just like,
you Philistine.
You stab it, you eat around the edges until you get to the center fork and then you eat the last bite and you're done.
Philistine.
Absolute Philistine.
You just made the sounds of eating like in Animal Crossing or like a Nintendo video games.
But I'm not going to touch this nasty banana with my bare hands while we're in studio, and then I have to touch
it's
my computer
banana
and the buttons and my phone.
I'm so fascinated by the time that Ron McGill said that monkeys with bananas, they like use their thumb
to peel it.
The bottom.
And like push the bottom up.
Yep.
Like the bottom is the top for them.
Someone tried to tell me that's the right way to do it. Like, shut
people
up.
People say
man.
That shit all the time.
Shut up.
The right way is the way.
Kiss my ass. Sound sophisticated.
Sean Marks, did he like it?
So Chris, did this merit the payoff of actually finally getting to this?
I feel like just reading the room that Tony is a banger. Are you always opening straws by slamming?
I'm always banging.
It's banging. It's tapping.
No. This is what I do.
You go with force, full force?
No.
You must go through a lot of straws.
It's sniper-like precision. What I do is I get the straw, right?
No.
At the top, maybe like quarter of an inch, I make a little incision.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I twist it.
But just pull the straw out there.
No.
And that's what I do. And then I hold the piece that's already in the top, separated from the other piece, take that, put that in the cup, and then take it off.
Oh, you do server style, like bartender style.
That's
okay.
Right.
I bang it on the table, but I started going to a new coffee place that has the little curvy
See,
top,
that's why you got it.
And now you can't bang
that's
it. You can't
why
bang those.
All these straws, you don't know what straw you have.
You don't know
on
which way is up.
Like Starbucks has like that now, like sippy lid.
I don't
instead.
Get. I
do
get
love
the
sippy
top.
Lid.
I don't get.
So
the
it's a straw, and you can bend the top to like be perpendicular.
The crinkled straw thing, like where you can like,
so you can, like
a
bendy
straw,
a right angle.
Like
if you try to bang that straw, that's what I mean. You don't know what
straw,
especially with paper straws. You don't know what straw you're getting anymore.
In Miami Beach, we've banned plastic straws, right? You can only get like the agave straws or the bamboo
straws.
Shout out to the agave straws.
The agave straws.
What an innovation.
Amazing.
They are good. They're better than plastic straws.
I'm using
better than not even better not even better than plastic straws. I mean, like so obviously the world tried to move away from plastic straws, and we had to settle for paper straws for a while to save the turtles.
A lot
and
of places still doing paper.
I know, but the agave, it's an extraordinary development. Because you're taking something that you would otherwise throw in the bin, and you actually figure out a way to use it for functional. Like
I'll take one better than the straw.
What's that?
Just give me the sippy cup. Why are we doing sippy cups everywhere?
I don't like sippy cups.
Why not?
Because they get to this point where the hole is not quite aligned with where the liquid is, so you're doing this and you're tilting your head further and further back.
I don't know about that.
There's still stuff in there, but it's not quite.
At that point, you take the cap off.
All these modern Yeti cups are just sippy cups.
Correct. Like, well, the new cup. Scams. Have you guys noticed that a new cup goes gets famous every year or two?
Yeah.
Like
my wife loves cups.
It's not like a Stanley cup. Or something,
the Stanley cup is the cup of 2023.
Oh yeah.
If you didn't get a Stanley cup for Christmas in 2022, you are not cool or fashionable anymore. The Stanley cup is the new cup, and it's a humongous, like 30 or 40 ounce cup, insulated like a Yeti cup, basically. But it has a big, like thick plastic straw in it, and it's supposed to be like the most amazing cup ever. It's literally just a cup with a straw.
I thought the
Stanley Cup was around for like 100 years.
Wait.
The Stanley Cup.
Fair. However, the Stanley Cup is everywhere now.
How would you even be able to
Google
that?
They're like selling out.
Oh, well, my wife has these cups. I'm telling you, my wife is a cup
savant.
She knows.
The funny thing is that I just Googled Stanley Cup, and this version of it is ahead of the hockey Stanley Cup on the Google
search. I'm telling you.
It's that popular,
also,
man.
Because you can Google
Stanley's Cup.
No. This is why. Because Google makes money off of people buying things off of things they've clicked on Google. So any product named Stanley Cup that you can purchase and give Google money is probably going to be up higher.
Google makes more money off the cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
The actual cup.
Yep.
The sippy Stanley Cup.
So you're saying, Jess, that big cup comes out with a new innovation once every 2 years?
Look, I'm not claiming a conspiracy, but there is this thing that we all do as consumers, right? Where we're like, oh, if I just get this cup, I'll stop wasting plastic and I'll drink more water. And then a new cup becomes fashionable 2 years later, and you throw away the old cup and it goes in the landfill, and you get the new cup. And you're like, well, now this cup's going to make me healthier because I drink so much water and it's so like cool and great. And then it's like, it was the Nalgene bottles, and then it was Yeti, and now it's the Stanley Cup. And now in 2 years, there's going to be another cup. And all these old cups that are fine just get thrown away because no one likes them anymore. It's ridiculous.
Can I be Greg Cody?
The swell bottles were a hit.
This honestly, when you say, can I be Greg Cody? It's a good back in my day.
Look, a cup's a cup, man. I got some,
that's what I'm saying.
I got some like plastic tumblers that I drink my water and juices out of. I got some glasses if like we have like company or whatever.
But it doesn't stay cold all day. These cups nowadays, I can put cold water in the morning, and at 8 p.m.
I have a hydro flask, and I've had it for
years. Hydro flasks were very 2020.
I don't care. I still have it. It works.
Not 20 cool CB. Anymore. I still use mine.
2020 CB of these things.
No, it's just a flask. It's just something like where you put the water in. Because I have a water cooler in my house because we drink so much water because we live in a desert. So,
are you a Costco water guy?
No, man.
You need to get on that.
No. You know what, man?
They don't do the delivery at your area?
It's not even that, man. By principle, I refuse to have people deliver my water. We have those machines that are outside the supermarket.
Oh, yeah. You put 35 cents in there?
Yeah. Well,
we had one in my...
A little more probably.
Yeah, it's a little more than that. 50 cents a gallon. Now.
We had one in my apartment building and then got rid of it. I bought like a whole roll of quarters that I still have because it was just for the water refill thing, and they dispense with it.
The dispensers by my house, they all have the app, so now I just do it by app. It's great, man. And
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like it's like a machine, and it
like
does
a jug.
Reverse osmosis, or whatever. So you bring your own jug, you put in the money, and you hit the button, and then it fills it up for you. And that's basically how I do my water. I don't have anyone deliver it.
Yeah, they haven't been Publix.
Amino Hassan, I know what reverse osmosis means.
I don't know if you used it the right way.
Break it down.
Isn't osmosis when like cells travel through a cell wall?
So the way they purify this water goes through several processes of cleaning and all that stuff, and one of them is called reverse osmosis.
Mm.
Don't ask me how it works,
sounds good.
Brother. I don't know. But they told me it did. And
back in my day, we just used regular osmosis.
Mm. Exactly. Was that with Will Smith?
Yeah,
Osmosis Jones.
Osmosis Jones. That was Chris Rock.
Great picture.
Will Smith was the one with the shark tail. Was Will Smith?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to Black History Month, everybody.
Happy Black History Month.
Grant Hill?
Yeah, Tom Brady, that guy.
It's actually despicable we started this episode by Tony not knowing who Tina Turner was.
No, not because to me, even more offensive, not knowing what the song Proud Mary is. It's like one of the most iconic rendition songs in American history.
Your guys' rendition of it allowed me to not understand what song
Roy,
it was.
You could totally play
Ike. He could absolutely be Ike.
You've got the deep voice.
No.
I told you, you could totally play Ike Turner.
The voice.
I saw that on like on the stage in 2020, and when Ike came up to get his like curtain call, like no one clapped. I felt so bad because like the actor did a great job, but he's obviously the villain of the story. And I was like, oh no! Like he had a great voice, but his character was so like unredeemable in that story.
Lawrence Fishburne, man, this dude when he did that,
eat the cake anime.
I mean it was. You want to talk my ass off? That man was ass all the way off. But then Angela Bassett was ass off too. It was the greatest kind of chemistry of two actors just taking their craft to another level in terms of being people. I submit to you, the greatest music biopic ever.
It's a bit of a thin genre.
It's
a stacked quality in terms of like the movies existing, but in terms of the movies being good.
Yeah, like it's not that many.
Dewey Cox.
Dewey Cox is up there.
That's
for
the
sure.
best musical.
I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody was trash.
Yeah.
Walk Hard. Hard Down Life's Rocky Road. You know what my favorite song from that movie is, Juju? It's the last one where he says, "You'll find that it's all about dancing, music, babies, going out to town not just for business, accepting your mortality."
And my favorite part is when he walk in the room, he was like, "Get out of here.
You don't want none of this, Dewey.
You don't want none of this. This is weed."
What does it do? It makes you feel real good.
Just progressively gets worse.
I love that guy. I don't know what his name is, but he's awesome.
It sounds pretty addictive. It's non-habit forming. Wow. Sounds really expensive. It's the cheapest drug there is. Honestly.
I've been hooked ever since.
Tim Meadows. He's awesome.
Love Tim Meadows.
SNL.
When the week ends for me and I know that there's no more work to be done, I have to go to the fridge and grab my ice cold can of Miller Lite. It's how I know that everything I've done this week was a job well done. A reward, if you will. A lot has changed over the years. One thing hasn't. The great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste that you want and less of the stuff that you don't. I just want to sit down with a can of Miller Lite right now and enjoy the rest of my weekend. And with the playoffs around the corner, there will be plenty of packs of Miller Lite that I will be enjoying. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roy, spin the wheel.
Okay, hold on. Give me one second here.
Chris Cody, who did it land on?
It landed on Chris Whittingham.
Oh.
Wow.
Now I'm getting the hang of it.
I had a rather eventful walk down the beach the other day because I told you about the one lady that was picking up trash on the beach.
Rubbish?
And yeah, some rubbish walking down the beach. And so I realized that she's just a better person than I am, and I will never be as good of a person.
You don't pick up trash from the beach when you see it?
No.
No.
I tell my kids all the time, do not touch random shit on the ground, man.
But it's also like, what am I getting? So I find a bottle cap in the sand, and there's a trash can a mile from, like, a mile in sight. Like,
okay, it's not a mile away.
No, it is. It is. I'm walking down. Okay, so this is the bit of the story gets a little look at me, Louie. Because so I live in Hallandale Beach, but it's basically on the southern edge of it. Right next to it is this 1 mile strip of land called Golden Beach. Perhaps the most exclusive area of beach that there is in South Florida. I'm not kidding.
Is that where Tom Brady retired from?
No, he retired.
Miami
Shores, right? But like this strip of beach is like every house is between $3 and $30 million. I'm not like
if you've got the $3 million house there, you're like.
Right, yeah. It's just like a normal-looking house.
Just want to look at me, Louie, to all of us yesterday when that Tom Brady retirement video came out. I saw a bunch of sports media people on Twitter like, where is Tom Brady's in Sarasota right now? Like, he looks like he's in some, like, shitty beach or something. We immediately identified, like, which block he was on in the studio. So, shout out to us.
Yeah, we were on it. But, like, if you walk down this area of beach, it's essentially a private beach. So there's no areas for people to convene. So you're just walking.
And people leave shit on it. That's
right,
nice.
Exactly.
On the nicest stretch of beach in Miami.
So anyway, so this one woman was going by, but there's something else that happened. Because there are these incredibly nice houses, there's like a mansion that has 12 bedrooms, and it's this very sort of ornate-looking building. And they were very obviously shooting a music video in the backyard of this. There was like, it was bizarre. There was like inflatable aliens in the backyard. There's like models and cameras and lighting people and sound and grips running cable and all this stuff. And there's a guy with like kind of platinum blonde hair in the middle of it. He was very clearly the star of this music video. They must have been renting this property for $300,000 or $400,000. For the day.
No way.
You don't know that.
It had to have been.
300 grand for
the
day?
Dude, I'm telling you, this place, I'll take a picture of it the next time I'm walking down the beach.
Don't get too close, because then people are going to be like, why is this guy taking pictures of my backyard?
Maybe I'll send a Zillow listing then of this place.
The beach is public. You can take pictures from the beach of whatever you want.
Although I will say, so I kept walking.
No one owns the beach.
Well, there's this area.
We all do.
There's this area that's like.
Would you take pictures of your backyard?
If you can see it from the beach, it's perfectly legal and fine.
Do you want it?
No, because he's a serial killer, obviously.
Period. End of story.
So you keep walking down this like 1 mile strip of land, and there's like an area in the middle of it where like there's some chairs and like a vending machine and a bathroom. And I walked up to it, and this lady like kicked me out because I don't belong there. Because I don't live in that area of the beach.
I don't belong.
That's illegal. You're on the sand?
Who was that, Karen?
Yeah, it was on the
sand.
Probably
racist.
I would call the police.
Really?
No, I mean, not really. But,
but so anyway, so I'm walking past. It was very obviously a music video shoot. And I thought to myself, I wish I had Chris Cody's ability to identify celebrities. Because that is like that's one of Chris Cody's.
Yeah, Chris is excellent.
He's incredible. At Radio Row.
He was calling out people from like 20 years ago. He's like, oh, that's this guy.
But it was like some kind
of. What?
It looked Hispanic in nature. It looked like it was a reggaeton artist doing a music video in the backyard of some place.
And Chris Cody would know that.
That they rented for the day. And I was like, God, I wish Billy or Tony or Chris Cody were here. And they could tell me because I kept staring at it. And I was like, I felt uncomfortable because I was like, I'm clearly just looking in the backyard of somebody's house. But I really wish I knew more celebrities. I don't know enough celebrities.
It was a long walk to get to, I wish I knew more celebrities.
Yeah.
Long walk
on
the beach.
So you don't throw away trash. Okay, got it.
How did that factor in?
There's no trash can along the private air quotes beach.
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know that I find that skill to be very practical, other than if you're working like as a booker or some shit, then that's very practical. But like in a day to day,
no. But you don't ever like walk through an airport and see someone who's like 6'9" and think, oh, that guy's got to be somebody.
No,
no.
Because I hate that. I hate when people.
I'm the king of that. Everywhere I go, people think I'm somebody, and they can't think of who it is, but they don't realize.
But you are somebody.
I am somebody.
I mean,
you're a rapper.
People recognize you when you go to
games. They'd be like, is that? Oh, never mind. Never mind, ass boy.
Oh, okay.
Dude, what jersey is that? Stand up so I can see.
Bullets jersey.
This is Rasheed Wallace.
Rasheed Wallace 30, yeah.
The best possible.
Did he like it?
What'd you say?
No, I'm asking Amin because Amin talked about before you were on Juju how he would take Cole's mixtape and put it into the locker room of different Phoenix Suns players. Or all of them, I guess, right?
Yeah, the whole team.
And I'm just going through the list.
Look at me, Louie, when he said that.
No, we didn't. Because that's no. He was trying to co-sign and help his boy out. So there's no look at me, Louis. So it's hard work. You know, A&R. But I'm just asking him people that liked the record and who didn't.
He's been going through the whole roster.
So I'm just going to the, maybe Rasheed Wallace liked it. I don't know. Maybe you put it somewhere with him.
He likes it now. He does now.
He does now.
Yeah.
That's a good segue for, I think that Metalline Media, and you know, we should get one of these hip hop pop culture podcasts popping off, man. We got them, you know, talk about this sometimes. People don't even know your relationships in that land. You feel me?
Yeah, but,
I mean, Hassan, but you the problem,
Juju, is that I'm an old man now. And so I got like, there's shit that's happening. I just don't know. Like, and you know,
that's why you tag team with a kid like the kid. You talking to himself in the flesh, and then you add in a guy like Tony who know everything. You feel me? And we need some Latin flavor or either a woman's touch. Look at there, you know, Smetana in the building. She got 20 podcasts already, so we don't stress her out. But we got people all over Centilla. We got a lot of people around here to talk culture and sport and music. We don't got to force it down your throat like Whitty and Mike be forcing sock. I mean, what happened?
Who said that? Who said that? Is somebody else in the Zoom here? I don't know.
I think I got hacked.
I think it was Mike Fuentes. I don't know.
That's what Woody gets for saying that wanting to become a rapper is a dream that's out of reach for people. Right, Juju?
Exactly. He's like, I wish you knew more.
You're
famous
even now.
People. I should be around Chris Moore. It's Black History Month. Include one of us.
Yeah. At least one.
Tangentially, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cosign.
Yesterday was Women in Sports Day or something like that.
That was today.
Women in Sports Day, Jess.
I think.
It's every day.
I don't know.
Every day.
People tag me and stuff sometimes.
It's every day for me.
How do you guys feel about that? Like, everything, every day is a day. Like
me?
No, in general. How do you guys feel about every day?
It's like tomorrow's chocolate chip cookie day.
Yeah, like that.
And the day after is corn dog day.
Yeah.
Who anoints these things?
National Bosses Day is my favorite one. I'm like, come on, man. Like,
please.
We got to kiss this motherfucker's ass a little bit more now.
Right. Beg not to get fired a little bit harder on today.
I mean, people who want money to buy products anoint these days, really.
Of course, yeah.
So the man.
How do you make it official, though?
No, you just throw it out there and people accept it. That's how you make
Google
it official.
Somehow.
Yeah. I'm Googling National Day calendar to see like what today is.
Well, I mean, you know, we are recording this. Like, we should. I mean,
come on.
No, it's Friday.
Okay.
It's Friday, February 3rd.
Yeah.
Right.
What are we doing here?
Friday, what's the
February
national
3rd.
Day?
Exactly.
All right. There's
seven. Invite, by the way.
There's seven days.
Seven?
Yeah. So it's Four Chaplains Day.
What?
What?
Bubblegum Day.
Sucks.
National Missing Persons Day.
Damn, that's kind of
dark. Oh, what?
National Women's Physicians Day.
There you go.
National Wear Red Day.
I don't wear a lot of red. No.
Not in my neighborhood.
Juju's wearing red.
I'm wearing blue. How about that?
Hey, I don't tell anybody. I don't know anything.
National Carrot Cake Day.
I love carrot cake.
Yeah, not like for me, Clive.
Carrot cake is good.
Maybe you've never had a really good one.
Carrot cake sounds bad, but trust me, it's pretty
good. It's good.
There's no carrots on it.
It needs a new name.
Yeah. No, I've had carrot cake before.
Sure. Have you, though?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, yes, I have.
Bishop the Rook Nine again.
Got his ass.
And finally, the last one.
You know what? I'm proud of all of us for liking carrot cake. Yeah. I wouldn't have expected a consensus on that.
That's where it all
minus
together,
Woody.
Yeah.
Should be called Sweet Cake.
And the last one is called National The Day the Music Died Day.
Sweet.
Don McLean Day.
Everywhere. I
mean, there's the pictures in the graphic for this are of Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper.
Oh, the plane crash.
The Big Bopper.
Isn't that what American Pie is written about? Bye, bye, Miss America.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie. I was like, no, it's about guys trying to lose their virginity.
Dick died.
The day
the music is like La Bamba. That was like the La Bamba movie, right? La Bamba.
La Bamba.
You know what's crazy?
Right,
he didn't speak Spanish.
No.
Richie Valens.
The Pinga.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Finally,
somebody
what?
Gets it.
When is National De Pinga Day?
No, we haven't created that one. We need to create that one. We need a Cuban calendar of things that are certain days. I'll get on that.
Yeah you get
all
on
set.
That.
Ooh,
Roy, spin the wheel.
A Metal Art calendar. We should have a Metal Art calendar. What do y'all do for us?
Yeah, we should get a Metal Art calendar.
Tony. well.
Tony was just saying to me, he's got so many topics that he doesn't know which one to go with.
It's true, you know?
He doesn't have any.
All right, spin the wheel again. Roy!
All right, so we have a result on the Miami Marathon that happened this past Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You were a marathon chaperone, I guess, as it were.
Yes, I was a marathon chaperone. I had Claire with me. Anid had ran the Miami Marathon, and she finished.
The full 26.2.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Congrats to her.
The other day when we talked to Samson, and he gave Roy, like, the saddest thank you for your service ever, it was like, Roy, people don't get enough credit for the people that go watch the marathon.
And he's right.
He was like, thank you, Roy, for watching your wife do a marathon.
He said, and I quote, it's almost as hard as running it. And yeah. I go, there's just no fucking way that it can be anywhere near as hard.
Okay. You're just standing for 5 hours.
No, think about this now. We woke up at 3 a.m. We got to the parking garage around 4 or 5.
They started like 5.
Why did you miss our 4 o'clock watch along?
Plus, people run a long ass time.
I was there for 12 hours.
Yeah, to be fair, like he earned it. He earned his keep.
Can I ask an unscrupulous question?
Why do people run marathons?
No, no. I know why people run marathons. Anid's running the marathon. You're there at the start of the run, right? She leaves, and then it's going to be hours before she's finished, and you're not following her the whole time, are you?
I'm following what you're doing.
You'd be running a marathon,
too. What Amin is saying, you could have just left, gone home, come back, and said you were there the whole time.
Yeah, roughly 4 hours later. Just...
No, because if anything happened, I'm there to take it home.
Did you see me? I was following you the whole way.
Yeah. No, you got to be at various checkpoints.
There has to be, like, a ranking of the worst news a loved one could tell you, and, hey, I'm going to go run a marathon. It has to be top 5, because that means, like, because of someone else's decision, you have to sacrifice a Sunday of your life to hand them a water
and stand outside for 12 hours
on championship Sunday.
Yeah, it's ahead of Honey, I Want a Divorce. It's ahead of that.
I'd rather be told I'm getting a divorce than, hey, I need help running a marathon.
It's less jarring.
You don't
get
any credit because you don't get, like, a little medal at the end.
You get it from David Samson. He tells you it's hard.
You can't put a 13.1 sticker on your car. But what's the point?
I should get credit as a husband and a father because I had Claire alongside me. I had to watch her the entire time.
Claire, she was probably bored out of her mind.
Almost as hard as running it is one of the most ridiculous sentences
the dumbest
ever
thing
said
I've ever
in
heard.
All of content.
No.
The woman is in Coconut Grove. I'm sitting here downtown Miami just waiting.
Yeah, exactly. And shout out to Anid.
You could have gone to a movie.
Yeah, you really could have.
And the problem is they blocked down all of the streets. So Jenny ran it last year. And I was at the same thing.
How hard was it to watch?
Thank you for doing that, Tony.
You're welcome, by the way. It was excruciating. We had to take the metro rail. It was hard, man. I was tired, too. That same day, we had to fly out to L.A. to go to the Super Bowl. You still think about that day. I do. It was a long-ass day for me.
To be fair, the marathon did cause you to, like, some flight issues getting out to the
It
Super
was a
Bowl.
Very Flight long issues. Day for me that day. Almost as hard as
running a marathon.
Yeah, she ran a half, though, so not a full half. But you stand there just behind barricades with people There was people coming out of, like, clubs that I was there meeting at the same time, and they were fucked up just watching the race, like, smoking a heater, and I'm like, oh...
Gotta be confusing.
The marathon runs on right by 11.
Like, yo, why are all these people out here?
Right, exactly.
Why did that look like Gruden?
Hey, man. What's going on here, man? I'll tell you.
Did Anid run a full marathon?
Yeah, she won.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
did she run the whole time?
Steve Martin also.
No, she didn't. No. I mean, she didn't run the entire thing because
I
the body
the
almost
local
gave,
hour.
Out, gave out on her.
He just said, I asked it.
I was blacked
did
out.
She
I'm
run
sorry.
The
I'm
26.
Focusing on my topic
2.
That we're never going
to
get
to. Well, it sounds like she walked some.
Well, she had to because her body gave
Chris.
Out. When she, I mean, she.
You're going to do it. Do it.
Okay.
Wow.
Why don't you do it?
Do you realize, like,
have you ever walked 26.2 miles in your
Chris,
life?
You
have
you
combined?
Yes.
Chris, if you started jogging, if you started jogging right now.
Thank you, Roy.
Chris, if you started jogging. How far do you think you'd get before you'd stop jogging?
Like a half a mile.
Oh, let's do this right now.
Down the stairs.
You could do the point two. You could do the point two.
Run out to the beach.
I'm not sitting there saying I'm doing a full marathon.
You know what?
You said you could jog a half mile.
Make sure we add in she walks some. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. Oh, my God. Spin the wheel.
I don't think I want to spin the wheel.
No, you know what? I have a topic. Let's spin it.
No. You had your turn. You had your turn. Roy, spin the wheel.
God damn it.
I've got a good one if somebody wants to pick me.
Jessica!
Oh,
thank God.
Who saw that coming?
Tony.
What?
All right.
Oh, I forgot I had to pick.
I saw a news story this week that I can't fully wrap my mind around, and I wanted to ask you guys if you saw it. The headline is, Virginia basketball coach fired for impersonating 13-year-old in-game.
Yo. She was balling.
She was blocking shots. She was taller than everyone else they were playing against.
4'6"?
Did you watch the video?
She looked like Michael Jordan.
Yes, there is a video of her, and the very first clip in the video, this is from a local news station in Virginia. She's straight up blocking a shot of like some 13-year-old is shooting.
And talking shit.
He's like, get that shit out of
that
here.
Weak shit around here.
So I don't know how to wrap my head around this because like anytime I see a story like this, I'm like, maybe something like deeper and sad and weird is happening. But I read the story. I don't know what the hell is going on, but the team ended up having to forfeit the game, I think, once they found out, and now they're not playing for the rest of the year.
They just said, forget about
they're
it.
They're done, yeah. So
that was already through.
It was literally the most bizarre thing that I have read this week.
So if the coach had to play, then they were already
Exactly. Here's the deal. Like, I guess their star player's on a club team, also a travel team, so she wasn't there. So this assistant coach decided, I'm going to stand in for her.
And the head coach was cool with it?
That's the part I don't get.
The head coach was like, you know what?
I'm like it.
Great idea. Very
judges,
enterprising.
Who's going to know? Thumbs no one's going to know.
They should have her jerseys on sale tomorrow. Wherever they are, I will buy one.
It just kills me that, like, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to fill in and we're going to win this game. Just everyone be cool. It's another thing to be like,
she's balling
I'm
out.
I'm going to dominate.
Like, there's no part of her that's trying to fit in or trying to, right, like, she's out here.
She's like, and one. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was crazy. She looked like, have you ever watched those SportsCenter commercials where Stuart Scott is talking about, like, giving back to the kids and then they're playing basketball and then he's, like, completely dominating little kids? Yeah. That's what it looked like.
That'll do it for another episode of Mystery. Okay, we're trying to check out
the What the hell going on here?
All right, rapid fire.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Nah, fuck it. Black History Month. Rapid fire my ass. I see how we do.
Juju.
And that'll be another mystery, Craig.
Oh, God, no.
Happy Black History Month. Hopefully my podcast coming soon where we talk about shit we need to talk about.
Juju, go. Come on.
Happy Black History Month, Chris Whittingham. You go ahead on.
Well, the wheel landed on you, so you have to give your
talk. Yeah, the fanfare already played, so you got to go.
Okay, goodbye.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute. We got to do our show.
You're really going to do the thing of like, we're all going to stare at you and you're just going to say nothing?
I bet y'all last longer than y'all.
Chris Cody, what's on Cinephile this week?
Bob Babylon.
What?
Bob Balaban.
That sounds like a number three starter that Mike Schur would bring up.
Dude, I'm telling you, Bob Balaban, it's a name you don't know, but he's a guy you've seen in a lot of stuff. Good character actor. We talked to him. He's an 80 for Brady. Also, my review of You People.
You
Tony, what you got on the YouTube channel? What?
I've heard only bad things about that movie.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's not great.
I'll save you the time of listening to the episode.
Eddie Murphy didn't save it, huh?
Eddie, your review punctuates with Not For Me, Clive, which was the highlight of my week. Tony, what's going on the YouTube channel? On the Twitch channel.
Twitch channel, GG's. Yeah, GG's every Monday. We play Madden. We're trying to do a win with all 32 teams. We're on our way there. Also, the MMA Hangout every month. The next one coming up February 11th. Alexander Volkanovski versus Islam Makhachev in UFC 284.
Roy Moko.
Montgomery & Company has Master P. We dropped the regular show on Thursday and the entire interview on Friday. And on Because Miami, we have Ari Cohen, who has a Twitter beef with John Ruiz.
Very good. Jessica Smetana, what's going on your bevy of podcasts?
Golic and Smitty will be in Arizona next week for the Super Bowl. So check that out. We'll be doing a lot of things from Arizona, probably with Stu and Billy as well. Wherever you get your podcasts. Off the Looking Glass will be back very soon.
Ooh, very exciting.
Am I supposed to meet any of y'all next week for this or not?
Like, you want. I mean, we can hang out.
Okay.
I mean,
what up? I'm not going to South Tempe,
I'll be there as well, so definitely link up.
Let's do it.
Before we stop, you know what I mean?
I was going to give you a chance to do a plug.
I don't know what's going on with you. Hey, man.
I was going to say, like you said, like before we go, and I was like, I wasn't going to like leave you out of this section.
Yes, sir.
Go on, Juju.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I love everybody. That's all.
What were you going to say? What were you going to say?
What was the subject, though? What was the subject?
Salute to y'all.
Oh, man. Okay, goodbye.
Hey, I got to promote
my shit. Go ahead and plug the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Cinephobe.
What's Cinephobe?
The podcast where Zach Harper and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain whether they are accurately rated or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. That's Cinephobe. It's produced by Anthony Mays. You get it wherever you get podcasts. We are in the daisy chain. So we got rid of the theme months. And now the rule is whatever movie you pick next, it has to have someone in the movie that we have.
So you're
last.
Saying it has to be tangentially related to there the movie that came before it.
Full circle, baby.
Yeah, full circle indeed. And so last week, obviously, we had Men in Black International featuring special guest Marshall Newhouse, Super Bowl champion.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him, indeed. And so I was my pick, and Tessa Thompson was in Mission in Men in Black International. So I picked Four Colored Girls, the Tyler Perry debut on Cinephobe. Look out for the film noir.
Yeah.
And Basketball Illuminati, what's going on there?
Basketball Illuminati, Basketball Illuminati, Basketball Illuminati. Keep, say it three times to keep your third eye open. We briefly discussed like the Jaren Jackson stuff for people who missed it over the weekend. We got to the bottom of LeBron thinking that he's on the bad end of these last two-minute report calls. And we had special guest Nate Jones of Goodwin Sports Management. He's one of the premier NBA marketing agents out there. He represents Damian Lillard, if you've seen those Modelo commercials or the Hulu.
Ooh, Dame Time.
Yeah, that's all my man Nate. So he is a longtime kind of basketball figure in the background. If you know hoops, you know who Nate Jones is, and he's a great guest.
Okay, goodbye.
And then Metal Arkers.
Oh, come on, man!
Oh, yeah, Metal Arkers with Kate Fagan and Howard Bryant.
Yes.
Talked about the Apple TV Plus documentary, Super
the
League.
The War for Football.
The War for Football. I really enjoyed this one.
I did.
Did you have a nice time?
I did have a nice time. Oh, are you talking to him?
You all right?
That's just how I like to mock witty.
Was it all right?
Right.
Do you have a nice weekend?
Hmm?
Nice time?
Yeah.
You good? I'm alarmed at how much you guys are on top of my every behavior. There's nothing that doesn't pass the two of you back there.
You have a nice time?
It's all right.
Get in.
Okay, goodbye.
I had a nice time.
When the week ends for me and I know that there's no more work to be done, I have to go to the fridge and grab my ice cold can of Miller Lite. It's how I know that everything I've done this week was a job well done. A reward, if you will. A lot has changed over the years. One thing hasn't. The great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste that you want and less of the stuff that you don't. I just want to sit down with a can of Miller Lite right now and enjoy the rest of my weekend. And with the playoffs around the corner, there will be plenty of packs of Miller Lite that I will be enjoying. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste. Only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.